congregation please rise in our processional hymn is hymn 504, A Mighty Fortress is Our God, hymn 504, so remember Reformation Sunday.
merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. In your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus the Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to rise with the invocation, the Kyrie, and the hymn of praise. The grace of our Lord Jesus the Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, defend us, gracious Lord. We sing verses 1 and 2 only at this time. Hymn 840, verses 1 and 2.
The first reading this morning is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verses 10 through 18. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Listen to the teaching of our God, you people of Gomorrah. What to me is the multitude of your sacrifices, says the Lord? I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of goats. When you come to appear before me, who asked this from your hand? Tremble no more. Bringing offerings is futile. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath and calling of convocation. I cannot endure solemn assemblies with iniquity. Your new moons and your appointed festivals my being hates. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you stretch out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make my prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves. Make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rescue the oppressed. Defend the orphan. Plead for the widow. Come now, let us argue it out, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be like snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The psalm this morning is Psalm 46. We'll read it responsibly. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth shall change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and fall, though the mountains tremble with its tumult.
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of the city, it shall not be moved. God will help it.
The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. God utters God's voice. The earth melts.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.
Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations God has brought on the earth.
God makes peace to the end of the earth. God breaks the bow and shatters the spear. God burns his shields with fire.
Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is from Romans chapters 19 through 28, or chapter 3, verses 19 through 28. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth shall be silenced and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human being will be justified in God's sight by deeds prescribed by the law, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, irrespective of law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested by the law and the prophets. Of God through faith in Jesus the Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are now justified by God's grace as a gift through the redemption that is in the Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood. Effected through faith, God did this to show God's righteousness. Because in God's divine forbearance, God had passed over the sins previously committed. It was to prove at the present time that God, God's self, is righteous and that God justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? It is excluded. By what law? By that of works. No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law. The word of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
gospel for today, the 21st Sunday after Pentecost, this Reformation Sunday. It's from the gospel according to St. Luke, the 19th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going away. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried, came down, and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I've defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. The text for today's sermon is from the Gospel of Luke, the 19th chapter, which was just read. Let us pray at this time in preparation for the sermon. Lord, now let the meditation of each heart and the words I'm about to speak be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength, our sustainer, and our redeemer. Amen. The message is simple today. Simple story about a simple man, short in stature, was a simple message. The message is simply this: God seeks out a relationship with you. Plain and simple. God seeks out a relationship with you. This narrative of Luke shows Jesus' earthly mission, and that is to seek out and save the lost. Jesus, "I came to seek out and save the lost." This story is only found in Luke's gospel, and I think that's important too. But see if this doesn't sound familiar to you, okay? In Luke's gospel, we hear about the lost all the time. Listen to these words. Chapter 15. "Now the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling, saying, 'This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them.'" Sound familiar? Today's gospel is from chapter 19. This is chapter 15. "So Jesus told them these parables. And when the shepherd comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I found my sheep that was lost.' Just so I tell you, there is more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance. When the woman has found the silver coin, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice, for I found the coin that I have lost.' Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." And then finally, chapter 15, you know it well. "The father said to the older brother, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found.'" Do you see a pattern here? do you see a pattern in Luke's gospel? This is the Lucan year. All year long this year, we are in Luke until the last weekend of November when we go to a new year. Luke's gospel has the lost sheep, the lost coin, the lost son. Last week, we talked about the tax collector who was praying in the temple and seemed to be lost. The Sunday before that, we had the persistent widow, the woman coming to the judge asking for justice, and she seemed to be lost. There's a pattern here. And Jesus says it at the very end of our gospel for today. I have come to seek out and to save the lost. So my question for you this day is, how is God seeking you? Oh, I'm not lost, Pastor. I'm not lost. Well, if we had enough time, there's a few enough people. Some Sunday I'm going to say, we're all going to answer the question individually, starting here and going to the back. And people will be like deer in headlights going, I didn't come to church to answer a question. Take the question home with you. It's rhetorical. How is God seeking out you? Zacchaeus was lost in a crowd. There was a crowd of people at Jericho, this high holy city, where Herod had a palace. And so a lot of taxes were being collected. Zacchaeus was a rich, rich man. We would call him a billionaire today. With a B, not an M. It was a big city. And supposedly this was a pretty big crowd because Zacchaeus couldn't get to the front of it. How is God seeking you out in the crowds of life? Zacchaeus was so small, and he knew it. And some theologians said he was small in stature, meaning that he was small in the eyes of the people because he was a tax collector. No, he was a little man. The Sunday school song, Zacchaeus was a wee little man was he. Okay, I love that song. I was going to sing it for you today, but I'm not going to do that. Ask me at coffee hour. I'll sing it high and holy. But Zacchaeus was a short little man. And the crowd was so great, he couldn't see. So what did he do? He ran ahead. And he climbed up a sycamore tree to see what he could see. Now, I think it's important, and I didn't realize it until I read the gospel. I've been reading the gospel all day. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him. Okay? Because he was trying to see who Jesus was. To see who Jesus was. I don't think he just wanted to see Jesus, this rock star, coming from Samaria down through Jericho to Jerusalem. He's heading to Jerusalem, right? That's where they're going to get him, in Jerusalem on the cross. He wanted to see who Jesus was. He's heard about his preaching, he's heard about his teaching, he's heard about the miracles that he's done. But who is this Jesus? How is God seeking out you, whether it's in the crowds of the world or up in the tree? Sometimes I feel like I'm up a tree, okay? Pun intended. That's where Zacchaeus was. But the real thing of this story, true story too, it's not a parable this week. It's not just Zacchaeus seeking out Jesus. Jesus sought Zacchaeus, okay? It's Jesus who is the one who looks up the tree. Okay? And I have a feeling, I have a picture in my office of Zacchaeus in the tree, but there were two other people up there. You can see their legs and their feet trying to climb the tree. Okay? I went to the Macy's parade, Thanksgiving Day parade, back in 1983 with some friends. Six of us went. New York City. It's a whole long story. I won't bore you with it. But there were people on telephone poles and on light posts trying to see the parade because we were six or eight people deep, pouring down rain. Didn't bring an umbrella, didn't bring a hat. We just stood there for 6 hours waiting for the parade in the rain. But some people were smart enough to climb telephone poles and light posts to see the parade because there was 6 to 8 people deep watching it. Jesus is the one who looks up at Zacchaeus. Jesus is the one that calls him by name. And I think that's so important. How did Jesus know Zacchaeus? Was he that famous as a tax collector? Had he seen his picture in the newspaper or something? Most wanted? Huh? Zacchaeus was called by name by Jesus. And so I think that we need to think about baptism, confession, forgiveness. God knows you by name, folks. God knows you by name. And even more importantly, he knows you as daughters and sons of God. Okay? Jesus calls Zacchaeus a son of Abraham. He was a good Hebrew person. He was a good Jewish person. But he also embezzled, and he took off the top, and he was rich, 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 rich off the people. Jesus is the one who seeks Zacchaeus. Jesus is the one who calls him by name. And Jesus then invites himself to Zacchaeus' house, which, if you know history 2,000 years ago, you don't do that. I could say, Ann Brumfield, Pastor Beeks coming to your beef dinner. Oh boy, expect me at 12:30 after coffee hour. Now, she knows me well enough that she's smiling, going, no way. You may come for roast beef dinner, but you may get a bologna sandwich instead, if you're lucky. You didn't invite yourselves into someone's house. You waited for them to invite you. I'm getting all choked up over roast beef dinner. That's indeed what Zacchaeus did. Zacchaeus came down from the tree and says, yes, come to my house. Indeed, I would be honored that you would come to my house. Now, we had a great discussion in Bible study this morning, adult Sunday school, about what was his motive. Was Zacchaeus really repentant and wanting to be forgiven? Did Zacchaeus really want to know who Jesus is as the Son of God? Or was he just, this guy's a rock star. He's even a rock star in Jericho. And so if people see that he comes to my house, oh boy. When I was up in Montana still, the newspaper, weekly newspaper, came out every Wednesday. Sound familiar? We read the news because there was really no news, and there wasn't a police blotter. No, they would have read that first. But who went to whose house for tea or for luncheon? And who poured? Any of you remember those kind of newspaper articles? And Irene poured at the tea. Or the Smiths had the Olsons over for lunch today. That was in the newspaper. I thought, wow, this is news? Well, it certainly was for them. Who was with who, and who was seen with who, and who ate with who. All you have to do is go to M&J on Sunday morning after church and see who's in the booths and at the tables. Yeah. Some Sunday I'm just going to go in there and say, I'm here, feed me, and go sit at someone's table. See what they do. Uh-oh. Same thing with Zacchaeus. He welcomes Jesus into his home. Jesus invites himself into a relationship with Zacchaeus. Just like I might invite myself with Ann Brumfield into a relationship, a friendship. I'm coming to your house for roast beef dinner today. She's smiling. She's still smiling. That's a good thing. Jesus invites himself into a relationship with you. He invites you to the meal that he's provided. His own body and blood. He's invited you to the meal which we say we remember. His death and resurrection. We remember the forgiveness that we have been promised at the beginning of worship when God says, I forgive you. He invites you to the meal. It's his meal. And he wants to be in relationship with you. And so, the end of the whole thing, I think the most important. Then Jesus said to Zacchaeus, today salvation has come to this house. Because he, Zacchaeus, too, is the son of Abraham, a child of God. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost. Plain and simple. I don't know what Zacchaeus' motive was. I take it at face value that he knew what kind of guy he was, and he wanted to be in right relationship with God, as well as God's Son, the Son of Man. And so he invites Jesus into his home. He's in relationship with Jesus, and Jesus says, today salvation has come to this house. That's important. Zacchaeus didn't have to wait till he died and flew up to heaven to be with God and Abraham. Today salvation has happened. Today, when you come to the meal and share with Jesus his meal, salvation has been given to you today. Eternity began this morning when you woke up. Eternal life, whether you like it or not, you know? And some of us creak and crack a little bit more nowadays as we get out of bed. But today was the beginning of eternity for you and for me. Today, salvation has come to you. Today, God wants to be in relationship with you and show you God's love. Through Jesus, his Son. Through the death and resurrection, the empty tomb, and through the meal that he provides for you. Today is an important word in Luke's gospel. Go home and read the whole gospel and see how many times today is mentioned, okay? As well as the lost. There's a pattern there in Luke's gospel. A pattern over and over again. And when you hear, we should read the whole gospel every Sunday morning. Yeah, forget about just, should read the whole gospel. Go home and read the gospel. After the roast beef dinner, that's what we're going to do, and we're going to read the whole gospel of Luke together.
Because she would do that in a heartbeat with me. I know her that well. We might have a bologna sandwich instead of a roast beef dinner, but yeah, she's shaking her head like, you're getting it. Yeah, you're getting it. If you invite yourself over to my house, you get what you get. Peanut butter and jelly, maybe. But read the whole gospel. How many times does Luke say, today this is happening at Jesus' birth? Today this is happening at his death on the cross? Today this is happening for Zacchaeus in the sycamore tree? Zacchaeus' relationship with God is redirected in this story. Not only because of his actions of running ahead, climbing a tree, and wanting to see who Jesus is, but in Jesus' actions to him. Zacchaeus' attitude towards his fellow human being changes in this story. Without prompting, without coercion, without being told what to do, he says, I will give half of my estate, half of my belongings, half of my money to the poor. And if I've defrauded anyone, I will give up to four times what I've defrauded them. Whoa. Well, when you're Elon Musk, who's been in the news this past week, okay, when you're a billionaire, you can give half of your money away and still be a billionaire. Elon Musk can give half of his money away and still be a billionaire. Go figure that one out. Zacchaeus was that way. But I think he was very sincere in what he was doing. He wasn't just paying his way out of sinfulness. He wasn't paying his way into forgiveness. He was really repenting and really understanding that one who invited him to a meal. Come to your house today, for I'm going to share in a meal with you. Come to church this morning, for we're going to share in a meal together. A meal where salvation has been brought to you today. There's a pattern here in Luke's gospel. And we only have a few more weeks before we're out of Luke's gospel into another one. But what a wonderful pattern. God seeks you out in the crowd. God seeks you out up in the trees and in the limbs. And God says, come. For today I'm going to your house. Salvation has come to you. Amen.
He is seated at the right hand of the Father,
and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Today, in the prayers of the church, we remember in our prayers in the church, our bishops Elizabeth Eden and Christian Kemple. We pray today and tomorrow, the last 2 days of this month. I had 8 trick-or-treaters at my door last night. 4 times the doorbell rang, and there were 8 total trick-or-treaters. Luckily, I had my bowl of candy ready. I went and ran in the kitchen, got it, and gave them a little piece of candy. I said, see you Monday night, you know? It's a 5-day event, you know? It's crazy. It's just insane. We pray for the Willow Bay Baptist Food Bank, though, but within our community of American Falls, even, who are hungry and hungering. Nationally and around the world, we pray for Ukraine and Russia and the nations around the world involved in that war and conflict. We pray for people who have lost property and life. We are entering now the high holy days of All Hallows Eve, All Saints Day, we will celebrate next Sunday, and then we've got Thanksgiving and Christmas and all of those things. We remember the people who have lost everything. Zacchaeus gave up to half of his possession away and still was a billionaire. We remember people have lost everything due to fire, flood, all those different things, especially in our nation, and then also in Pakistan and Puerto Rico. We certainly pray for all firefighters, law enforcement officers, and EMTs who are first responders to each of these crises. And then last and not least, we pray for all people who are hospitalized or in need in any way, especially those who are sick, whether they're homebound or in the hospital. We pray for them. We pray for the Spirit's presence with them. The whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, for all of God's creation, and for all people who are in need. Almighty God, we pray for the church. Keep your church steadfast in your word, reforming God. Deepen our faith and increase our love in Jesus' name. Make us to be good brothers and sisters to our ecumenical partners in our town, our nation, and around the world. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. We give you thanks for land and water, seed time and harvest. Bless all those working in the fields and on the roads this harvest season, and keep them safe. Lead us to protect and care for all living things, plants and animals. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations and peoples of the world. You are an ever-present help in time of trouble. Rescue families and nations torn apart by violence and warfare. Inspire all rulers, leaders, and governing authorities with your justice, your mercy, your peace, and your truth. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, violence, and war. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
God of mercy, we pray for all those in need. Come to the aid of the poor, especially those suffering food and water shortages or loss of homes due to natural disasters. Comfort your people filled with fear or anger, anxiety or shame. Bring healing to all those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, especially those we now lift before you in our own hearts and in our own lives. God of grace, hear our prayer. Lord God, we pray for this congregation. We give you thanks for St. John's Lutheran Church. God, do a new thing within us. Build up and strengthen the ministries and mission of this congregation. Fill us anew with your Holy Spirit, your hope, your love, and your joy. God of grace,
hear
our prayer. Lord of compassion, we pray for all those who are working through and suffering from the world's pandemics. Bless the efforts and the work of all healthcare professionals and scientists and workers across our nation and the world. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died, those who have fought the good fight, finished the race,
kept the faith, and now rests in you.
Today we lift up Martin and Catherine Luther, and all who strive to reform and renew the church. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration of their lives. Turn our mourning into the joy of the resurrection and new life in you. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you know our prayers even before we pray them. We look to you in hope and trust, peace and joy, knowing that you'll do far more for us than we can ever ask or imagine. All these things and whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the 21st Sunday after Pentecost, Reformation Sunday. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Logan Taylor. Happy birthday this week to Alexandria Kress, Amelia Kress, Diane Bites, and Tucker George. This week at St. John's, see the reading and prayers page with the week's events listed on the schedule there. That's the back page of the insert. There's a whole lot of events coming up in the weeks ahead also. The pages before the back page. Read that. Take it home. Don't recycle the bulletin today at all. If I see a bulletin in the garbage can, I'll tackle you. Yeah, or give you a big hug. No, take home the bulletin insert at least and read through it. There's a lot going on. We have now opened up our doors. We're doing all kinds of things like Mission Festival and that. So please read all of those announcements. Any other announcements that I've forgotten or made a mistake with? Arnie's not here to give me the thumbs down, like, be quiet. So I could go on and on and on. Yeah. 8 trick-or-treaters last night. I couldn't believe it. 5-day holiday. I invite the communion assistants to come forward at this time to prepare for Holy Communion. And our offertory hymn is hymn number 465, As the Grains of Wheat. We sing it now as our offertory hymn and in preparation for the Holy Communion.
Found on page 144 in the front of the hymn.
pray thankfully.
The Lord be with you.
All is prepared. Come. The body of Christ here with you. The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ. body of Christ. May the Lord bless you and keep you distant every day of your life. For himself. Body of Christ here to you. The 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 body of Christ is healed. 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 Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ.
Please rise for the prayer, the blessing, the post-communion canticle, hymn 208, and the prayer. The blessing first. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father,
and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.